This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. If you read the press release from the State Republican Party, Congressman Steve Pierce won the first debate with Michelle Lujan Grisham this week. If you read the press release from the State Democratic Party, Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham won the first debate with Steve Pierce this week. The debate was a product of TV station KRQE and was hosted by their principal anchor, Dean Staley. It was the first chance for the two very disparate candidates to face off on TV. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Pierce sat on one side of the table facing his opponent with Staley between. He had been reported as trailing in the polls done by the Albuquerque Journal and showed how different his approach is from his Democratic opponent. He accused Lujan Grisham of embracing policies that would, in a matter of just a few years, bankrupt the state. They would also, he said, damage the oil and gas industry, which fuels the economy. Lujan Grisham said Pierce's allegations were ludicrous. She said Pierce was a strong ally of President Trump, who's not winning polls in New Mexico. More after this. This isn't the first time the two have faced off in forums, but it is the first time they've been in a televised format, which seemed to bring out the barbs and hooks. It was an interesting format with no time limits or restrictions on whether the two could directly address one another. Moderator Staley asked the questions, which from time to time the candidates didn't answer. One such moment, according to the article in the Albuquerque Journal, came when Staley asked if Pierce would end social promotion in the schools. When Pierce didn't answer, Staley said, quote, "Mr. Pierce, I'd like an answer," end quote. Pierce then said he disagreed with the premise of the question. He said under his administration, children would get early intervention to get them back on the right track, with help from volunteers who would read to them. Lujan Grisham said the label, social promotion, was a bad label, and said the state should embrace pre-kindergarten programs and other early childhood education efforts aimed at ensuring children show up to school ready to learn, among other strategies. The issues were myriad, including minimum wage, whether they had ever smoked marijuana, they both said no, and health care. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
They have more of these coming up before the November 6th election. While there has been mudslinging and he said, she said, since there have been politics in this country, we find it problematic in these races. It would seem to us that talking about one's record or plans or programs would be more beneficial than demeaning the opponent. It will be interesting to see if the vitriol and name-calling continues or whether they change their tone for the next televised debate on KOB-TV on October 16th or on KOAT-TV on the 24th. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.